What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 15th of May. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. Thank God for that. All those people who've had to go to work all week while everybody else pretends to be at work, in the house, on lockdown, all those people are right pissed off. Believe me. I've seen it on Facebook and that. They're not happy that they have to go to work. Not the key workers. They're proud to go to work, but the people whose bosses are telling them that they can go in because it's safe for them to go into the factory or go to whatever fucking shit job that they don't want to go to. And they're wondering why, like my friend who works for a skip company, when the lockdown first happened, he was told he still had to carry on working. And he was pissed off because everybody else was off work pretending to work while he had to fucking go and physically fucking work. So if you're one of those people, today is your day of your religious day. It's Friday. It's like, thank God it's Friday. That's how religious, how it's religious to you. It's not because it's anything to do religious. Only time God is in your life is when you're saying thank God, or thank fuck. Maybe fuck is your God. Thank fuck for Friday. But you ain't got nowhere to go. You just got a party in the house. You can drink the night away, but or drink the week away, like all the rest of us who've been at home. That's what we've been doing all week. Sorry to tell you, we've been living it up. We've been doing like exercise videos, listening to podcasts. There's one brilliant podcast, you should check it out. It's a guy called Wayne Lawrence. He's a Brummie. He's got his brilliant current affairs podcast. He talks about the news and everything. Swears a lot. So don't have your kids listening at the time. Or your grandparents. They won't like it. I've already had one guy say, send a message saying it was utter rubbish. Utter rubbish. And that was a guy on Facebook to be honest, he had not fucking one friend, and his picture was just like a picture of a overgrown back garden. So I think he's like some kind of lunatic in his shed anyway. He's probably picked me up on his world service. You know, them people who sit in the shed and tune into all the radios and everything now. You don't have to do that now. All you got to do is tune into fucking TuneIn Radio. If you haven't seen that app, check out the TuneIn Radio app. It's fucking brilliant. It's every radio station from around the world, digital. So you can pick up, you know, and also search fucking whatever genre of music you want. If you want to listen to chill out music, put chill out music. There's about 1,000 bloody chill out stations. You want a drum and bass first thing on a Monday morning? Put it in. I bet your fucking life. There's loads of drum and bass stations playing it right there and then. Fucking brilliant. Honestly, it's a game changer. I don't listen to it that often, but when I do, you know, there's always good music on there. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Anyway, let's not just talk about you. It's not all about you. It's about fucking what's going on in the world. I'm not trying to... it's not all about... You know, I'm already entertaining you by you having this podcast to listen to in the first place. I can't keep talking about you. That's like stroking your ego then. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to be serious and have an opinion on the world and what's going on. So what we're going to get onto, first of all. Also, it's going to be sunny on Sunday, 26 degrees in England. Don't know about anywhere else in the rest of the world. We're getting 26 degrees. That's like one of the best. That's one of the hottest. A two-week heat wave. What did I say the other day? It was going to be freezing cold. They said, and it has been cold the last couple of days. Been sunny but cold. But it said that it was going to be cold weather, probably the coldest we've had in a long time. No, it's like, it depends on which paper you read. This one is saying it's going to be 2 weeks of heat wave. 26, starting with 2 weeks, 26 degrees on Sunday. See here, so that's fucking nice one. I'll have to get my, remember them old headphones? I'll have to get some of them old radio headphones. Like now I've got my head into thinking about tuning radio now. Remember them old headphones they used to wear in the 80s when the roller booting and the fucking roller booting down the seafront in America? And they got their massive headphones on with a big fucking aerial sticking out the top. It's like, unless playing the radio. They used to just play the radio. I don't think they used to play tapes or anything. So, but they would only have about one station. It must be like, you know, you're lucky to just land on some good music when you've only got one station. But that'd be good if, here we go, tuning radio. I've made this my idea. If you come out with this fucking idea now, I want royalties. I want my name on the speakers. signed by Wayne Lawrence. But you should bring out some headphones that fucking everybody can listen to while they're doing that. I mean, I won't be rollerbooting fucking anywhere, but I might like to walk down the street. Not massive ones like that. I've seen some people with their massive headphones and you're just like an advert to get fucking robbed. I don't want to play the cynic, but I come from Birmingham. And if you're walking down the street with massive headphones on, for one, they might nick your headphones. For two, they can creep up on you and have anything away from you. Just fucking, you know, before you've like said Bon Jovi, they've gone. Right, what am I going to say? A guy who's fucking landed in the millions, a key worker as well, so it's good for him. He's like, he'd done a good deed helping somebody have a heart attack on the bus. Not help them have a heart attack. He helped them when they were having a heart attack. Anyway, I think, was it the same day? Very close to the same day, but he fucking thought he won the Euro Millions, thought he won 100,000, and was all like, you know, buzzing, telling his girlfriend, fucking, we've won 100 grand. And she rang him back and said, you've won a fucking million, you idiot, you missed the noughts off, we're millionaires. I tell you what, that's going to make lockdown all the better. I'll just sit there, just spending money on anything I didn't even want to use. I'm just going to buy it, just for a bit. Just keep buying and buying and buying and buying and buying and spending and spending and spending and spending. You can do it even on the smallest things, fivers and that. You wouldn't even like, you could do that all night long. All night long. And then you could like, you won't even have spent that much money, but you'll just get like, you know, like when you have drugs and you just got to have that buzz, and spending money is like a fucking buzz, isn't it? When you can spend it. So like until you've like had enough of the day and now you've got like champagne all around, your chocolates all around, your takeaways, you've had 10 takeaways from 10 different places, you're going to chuck 9 in the bin. Or you're not, you're going to give them away to starving people, or give them to food banks or something or other. Or at least give them to the seagulls. Leave the lids open, put them out in the street, let the seagulls fucking film it. And then you film that, the seagulls go crazy, fucking ripping each other apart to get to the fucking chicken tikka, because they've never been left a full takeaway out before. So now they're like having each other's eyes out and everything. You film that, put it on YouTube, make a load of money off that video. You're non-stop going to make money. Millionaires make money. And if you don't, you're fucking stupid. There was one guy, he was stupid though, wasn't he? But then he won the... won the biggest ever jackpot on the millions, on the million, whatever the fuck it was, on the lotto. A lot of money, 50 million or something like that, ridiculous. He ain't got a penny left, he ain't got nothing. He like, but he had a good time, he fucking blew the lot, he did a proper Brewster's Millions, spent the lot. He didn't, I think he had gold chains and everything, he probably ended up pawning them at the end. He literally didn't have a fucking pot to piss in. Anyway, so... you know, obviously spend within reason, but spend to make money. That's, you could just literally go, you know what, I'm going to put that there and that's going to make me loads of money. All these little investments, then you'll just be like going, never have to work again, would you? That is like the holy grail. That's the fucking holy grail. That's the religious day, the day that comes to you. Because then you can work and then you don't have to. And there's no better feeling because you just enjoy what you're doing then. When you think, I don't even have to do this, so I'm just going to enjoy it. Just like them days when you know that you're leaving a job, and you know that you're going to leave or you're going to go travelling or something, and you're thinking, I ain't going to tell them yet, but I'm just going to fuck around for a bit because I don't care. And I really don't give a shit. I'm just going to fuck around, lean back in my chair, you know, piss about with people. Muck around with your mates and whatever and then think, I don't care. And your mates are going, well, he's a bit blasé today. He's like taking it in his stride. Next thing you know, you hand your notice in and you're off to fucking Thailand or Australia or wherever you're planning. I've done exactly that. I've just explained the story, exactly what I did. I took a job, but I knew I wasn't going to be staying there. I knew 6 weeks later I was leaving. I did 4 weeks of training and then 2 weeks I needed the money. They needed somebody. I did 2 weeks of good work. I worked, you know, at least 50% of my capability. That's good enough. Ozzy Osbourne would regularly poop. Ozzy Osbourne, fellow Brummie, would regularly shit in people's shoes. Now, that is not a Brummie thing at all. Brummies wouldn't do that. I don't think it's the first time I've ever heard something like that. Saying that, I did hear that Slade, who also a Bromley band, they used to shit in fucking... They talked about some story about where fans would make them... He said they had one mad fan who lay in the bath and they put cling film over the bath and he wanted them to shit on the cling film. He wanted them... And he said that was when they were young and skint and they did it for the money. So maybe it is a Bromley thing. Anyway, so Ozzy Osbourne used to shit in people's shoes when people used to leave the shoes outside hotels to be cleaned. And he'd go and shit in all the shoes. So I don't even think that's that funny. I don't think it's funny at all, to be honest. I certainly wouldn't if it was my shoes. Problem is, they're waiting to be cleaned, so it's the cleaners who are going to have to fucking deal with that, not the people. It'd be right if it was like stuck up arses who were like leaving their shoes out to be cleaned, because that's just like a fucking knobby thing to do anyway, isn't it? Clean my shoes. I'm rich and fucking whatever, clean my shoes. It'd be better if you did them when they're on the way back into the house. When they've put their shoes all cleaned and ready to go, that's when you're shitting them. And so then they come and go. Although then, the cleaner's going to get the sack. So I don't think there's any good time to shit in people's shoes. I don't think. I've come to the conclusion. It's not a good thing. It's not big. It's not clever. And it fucking... It's certainly not... It's not a good thing to do on a date. You know, when you're trying to impress a lady. Watch this. No, that's not going to work. On your way to your hotel room. She'll be in the next fucking Uber out of there. Where am I going? Oh, yeah, this is one from yesterday. I wanted to say, because I forgot. A dad who amassed the world... the world's largest collection of 14... of empty crisp packets. 14,200. That's what he collects, crisp packets. That's just shit. 100 bags a week. He shrinks the packets by grilling them and then rolls them into tiny balls in the tub. They're not even going to be worth any money, are they? It's just like a real shit hobby, shit collection. It's like got every. I don't know if they're all like the same bags as well. Are they thousands of different types of crisps? I hope so. If they're just the same crisp packet over and over and over again, you got a fucking screw loose. Anyway, enjoy that. I bet the Chris companies don't mind. I bet you got loads of Gary Lineker's face on it, haven't you? You collect Gary Lineker's face. If you don't know who Gary Lineker is, he's a footballer in England who is also been advertising crisps for about 20 years, and he's the shit adverts, and he's a multi-millionaire anyway, but he just must get that much money. He just thinks it's so shit and it's so much money. And all I do is sit there eating a pack of crisps. And it's easy money. Fucking, I told you, millionaires. Money just comes to them for doing shit things like that. You know what I mean? I would have to do it because I'm skint. But if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't fucking sit eating cheesy Watsits or whatever the fuck for the money. I'm saying that now. This is going to be in my archives when I am rich. And then I do it. You're going to go, that fucking bastard. We believed in him. He wasn't after the money. He wasn't about the money. It was all about the fucking, all about being bored on lockdown. That's what it was about. That's why he does it. That's why he does it, really. You wait till lockdown finishes. I wonder if his podcast will finish. No, it won't. This is me. This is what I'm meant to be doing right now. Dozens of patients, this is another one for yesterday. Dozens of patients get the wrong tooth removed by bungling dentists every year. Officially, nearly 150 accidental extractions in England from 2015. I tell you what, that's fucking, I can believe that. I've had that many, I've been like bad luck with the dentist, really bad luck. And I've had some that have caused me endless pain. Especially them ones who, like, they drill. Oh, it's making me cringe now. If you've ever seen the film The Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman, where he's got that guy who he messes with his teeth at the end, he's like torturing him with his teeth and he digs something into his teeth, it's making me cringe. The dentist did a thing like that on me. He was like, he gave me loads and loads of... he gave me the injections, but he didn't give me enough, is what I meant to say. And when he stuck this thing in the drill went right down into I wonder if anybody's going to cringe when I say this. The jaw went right down into like a nerve type situation. Oh, it was like a fucking nuclear bomb had gone off in my brain. Honestly, the pain was unbearable. And it stuck with me for about a year, that pain. So I never did fucking something wrong. I tell you what, lucky I didn't grab him by the bollocks, but I grabbed the arms of the chair. I bet my fingerprints are still in them. That's how much it was hurting. And then he gave me some more injection, and then he carried on doing it. But the pain just fuck. I had to lie in a dark room for a long time. What was I going to say? Tyrannosaurus Rex wore down its prey by tracking it for miles rather than chasing it. That's why his legs were so big. He'd just run after them and then just wear them out. So he wasn't fast, but he would just keep going and keep going and keep going, like the hare and the tortoise. So the one would just end up, imagine that, being chased by something as gruesome as that, and then just knowing, in the end, you're just going to get caught. You're going to run, and then you're going to get eaten. You might as well just run until you pass out then, because then at least you won't feel it. Because although I think you'll be dead in about the fucking moment that his mouth touches you. Depends on how big you are, I suppose. You've seen him in them old films, like Sinbad and that, when the Tyrannosaurus Rex comes and it grabs one of them and just fucking throws him around, grabs him by the head, just bites his head off, or bites him in half. Yeah, it wouldn't be a pretty sight. But luckily, for us, they're not around no more. But I bet it's because of us that they're not around no more. We killed their prey, they couldn't eat nothing, and then they died. That's one philosophy, one theory, should I say, and it's my theory. What's the next one? Well, I'm going to finish up on one more, I think. Brits are making an extra 195 million cups of tea in lockdown. So we ain't got the troubles that the cavemen have, did they? Like living with fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex and all the other dangers that they would have had in those days, probably each other, and fucking all the raptors and all that kind of stuff, and having to fend for food, make fire, live in the woods, live in caves, whatever the fuck they used to have. It is us. We were sitting here drinking 195 million extra cups of tea whilst the lockdown's on, whilst we're waiting for it all to finish. The extra energy used to boil kettles is often adding 17 million a month to energy bills. And that's because, and I'm one of them, because I make tea all day long and half the time I don't fucking drink them. I forget. That's why I keep making tea and forgetting that I've got it. So I must have made about fucking seven today. I've drank one. I keep pouring it away and then starting a new one. I think, oh, that's gone cold. I'll do a new one. That's called Alzheimer's, drinking tea with Alzheimer's. That's a new podcast I might start doing, drinking tea with the brain dead. And that's nothing to do with Alzheimer's, that's to do with me being fucking too wild once upon a time, and probably one too many spliffs once upon a time as well. And also, if I have a spliff, that's it, I'll forget I've even got a fucking kettle, let alone a tea bag. That's it, I think. I think I'm going to do that. Leave it there. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. And you've got the weekend off now. Do as you please. I'll see you again next week. See you later. Bye.